have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To the days of the feel good,
yeah.
Real hip hop was the soundtrack to my childhood.
Okay.
Going up without a care in the world, uh-huh. Until the only thing I cared about the state of the world.
State of the world.
You are the Zane on my level. I choose purpose over fame. I don't play with no devil.
That's right.
Nothing to it though, cause truly I was born a rebel. Destroying everything in sight is Tasmanian
devil.
So you can get mad if you want to. Block my shine, that's what you won't do.
No.
The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter.
I
refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta.
Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Slide to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance. I'm still moving, still grooving, still got flow,
yeah.
Y'all thought I fell off, still hot though,
right.
I've been winning, put my faith in Christ,
uh-huh.
And he never let me down since he paid that price,
paid that price.
Got love for my friends and my enemies,
yeah.
Spread around like butter, that's a remedy,
uh-huh.
Got enough for the hood and back,
plugged
into the store so I never lack.
That's right.
So you can get mad if you want to,
if you want to.
Don't block my shine, that's what you won't do. The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter.
That's right.
I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta.
Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Slide to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky.
I'ma
show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance.
Come on,
okay,
yeah.
I'ma need everybody to report.
Let's
to the
go.
Dance floor.
Everybody to the dance floor right
Y'all
now.
Y'all got 5 more seconds.
5 more seconds.
Let's go. To the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky.
I'ma
show you how to do it, go on,
raise them high.
Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
Bring it back, bring it back,
bring it back.
I feel like Bruce Banner.
I feel like Bruce Banner.
Can't nobody stop me.
Hey, can't nobody stop me.
My plug got the answer.
Hey, my plug got the answer.
I know my guy got me.
Hey,
I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper,
nah.
Got them hits like an L.A. Dodger,
yeah.
God chose me, put me on the roster,
yeah.
Chasing goals, I want Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour, trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna with me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say,
can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Coast, I rep the host, I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen, write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the time to let him put me on high.
On
the
high.
Power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time, it'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane.
Yeah.
Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, on I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late.
I've
already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel. But the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul.
I gotta call a foul.
Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit.
Yes. Man, that was a hype right there. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Trey. And I'm telling you right now, I am feeling great. Why? Because I just am. It is another day. And I'm telling you, I am so excited. And I'm so glad that you guys are joining me once again. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I think I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. No, seriously. Not like I did mean it. No, please. You guys are too kind. It does my heart good to know that I'm given a chance every day to do something good. And every week, I exercise that chance in helping so many people. And I want to be quite honest with you. I would not be able to do this had it not been, if it wasn't for Elation. And the wonderful, the visionary, the woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson, giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. Now, I must tell you, of course, the disclaimer simply states, I don't do it for me. I do it for you. Why? Because you guys need help. And I'm here to help you because y'all are messed up. Y'all need fixing. And that's what I do. I fix people. I just do it. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you right now. This first segment, it is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And I'm telling you, it is truly one of my favorites. It is the I'm a Thug segment. Because I'm telling you right now, especially in the world today, thugs are just about to take over. I mean, thugs are running rapid. They really are. They're running rapid. But let me tell you, it's up to us to stop the thug. Now, here's the thing. You could be the thug.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank. Somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who are just living a thug life that they are living wrong. Tupac lied to y'all. He did. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. But hell do. You know what they call it? You guessed it. Hell. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the people you know, I feel bad for you because all of them are wrapped into you. And you just a straight up, quit living that thug life. Do better. You should want better so you can be better. Here we go. Number one, I'm a thug. Yeah, this is a thug right here, y'all. I got fake teeth with real cavities in them. So that's a thug right there. See, because a thug got fake teeth with real cavities. That means he's so nasty and disgusting that his fake teeth are rotting out. I'm telling y'all, that's a thug, y'all. That's a thug. That's a thug. Stay away from him. Number two, I'm a thug. Oh, my goodness. I opened up a daycare and named it in honor of R. Kelly. Let me tell you something. That right there, I just can't imagine nobody bringing a little kid there for you to babysit and watch over. Nobody's coming to your daycare. Especially nobody bringing no little girl to your daycare. You going to name your daycare in honor of R. Kelly? That's a thug gal. He ain't got no respect for nobody, okay? Number three, I'm a thug. I'm in church, while everybody else is shouting and praising, I'm crip walking. See, that right there's a thug. See, because you can't leave that gang mentality. You just can't leave it out. You just can't. You take it with you everywhere you go. Now, you in church. Everybody else is shouting in the spirit, praising God. You up there crip walking. Come on now. That's a thug, though, because a thug don't care where they are. They're going to represent their thugging. They are. They're going to represent their thugging no matter what they are. This one right here. I'm a thug. Uh-oh. I park my bicycle in a handicapped parking space. You know what? That's a thug right there. It's obvious you're not too handicapped. Not handicapped enough to be parking in no doggone handicapped spot. If you're riding a bicycle, that means your arms and your legs work. What are you doing? That's disrespectful. These people, they got these parking spaces because it's easier for them to get out, and they got a shorter distance to get to where they want to go. But you don't care about that because you're a thug. Now, you ride a bicycle and park your bicycle there and get off your bicycle while somebody with a handicap got to park 16, 17 blocks away and then find themselves either a wheelchair or somebody to put them in a shopping cart and push them up to the door. Boy, that's a thug right there. This right here, I'm a food off of people's plate while they praying. See, that right there. Again, a thug ain't got no respect for nobody. He don't respect nobody in nothing. You know why? Because he's a thug. People are praying. They saying grace, giving thanks for the food on their plate while you eating the food on their plate. Ain't nothing but the devil. And you know the devil's a thug. This one right here, number 7, I'm a thug. I wait till my fingernails get real dirty before I start biting them. How disgusting must you be? It's bad enough you bite your fingernails, but you got the nasty audacity to watch them get stanky, nasty, grimy, and dirty. And then you say, oh, that's good enough. And then you just go to chomping on them. Yeah, that's a thug right there, y'all. Stay away from them. They dangerous. They dangerous. Number 8, I'm a thug. Oh, you know, this one right here, y'all. I go to white people's funerals, and if I think they racist, I shout from the back. That's what you get. You know what? I will never condone anything like that. I mean, you got the people, family in their mourning, okay? Then they lost their beloved mother, father, uncle, brother, sister, aunt, whatever, grandfather, whatever. And you got the nerve to go. You ain't even invited. Don't even know the people. But just because you think they might be racist, you just show up to the funeral, sit in the back yelling and shouting out. That's what you get. That's a thug right there, y'all. This one right here. I'm a thug. I had my dimples in my cheeks filled in. I really don't know what the hell to think about that. You wait a minute. So you had the dimples in your cheeks filled in. How'd you fill them in? I don't know. What if that is a thug? Because a thug is stupid, too. That's a thug. Yeah, that's a thug. It's confusing, but a thug is stupid. Yeah. And finally, this one right here. Number 10. I'm a thug. I'm at the homeless shelter complaining about the living conditions. Wow. Seriously? You at the homeless shelter and you got the nerve to be complaining about the living conditions. Newsflash, you thug. Apparently, it's a lot better than your previous living conditions when you was outside. You know what? See, a thug don't think straight. They don't. It's all about them. Yeah, and that's straight up a thug. Again, let me tell you the reason why I like helping y'all. Well, because I just do. This next segment, I tell you what, to make that make sense. The reason why I came up with this segment is because, well, honestly, a lot of people be doing things, and I observe things that people do, or I listen and hear people say different things, and it just don't make no sense. It's just stupid to me. I don't understand it. And rather than just to think lowly of you, and to think that you are just a natural born idiot, and you came from the loins of a natural born idiot. I just want it to make sense to me. I don't understand it. Maybe you're just not stuck on stupid. Maybe you're just not pause on pathetic. Maybe you just misunderstood about me. And rather, I'd rather just say, okay, I understand. I was wrong. You're not a blooming idiot. You're a stone-cold fool, but you're not a blooming. That kind of makes sense, at least to me. But if it don't make sense, it don't make sense. Let me tell you something. It could be you that's not making sense. It could be a family member that don't make no doggone sense. Could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street. So when you see at the local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when you're just doing stuff that don't make no doggone sense. And just help me out, please. Make me understand so I won't think you're just stupid. Make it make sense. Number one, make that make sense. You wearing dentures. They got a gap in them. Let me tell you something. I don't understand that. Make that make sense. Number two, this one right here. Make that make sense. You wearing dentures with a built-in buck tooth. Wait a minute. I don't understand. How do you get dentures with an overbite? I don't understand. Your dentures got a built-in overbite. I don't understand. Why would you let that? Again, it don't make no sense to me. I just want to understand. This one right here, make that make sense. You claim you're studying to be a Muslim, but you're reading the Quran, eating a pork chop sandwich. I understand that. I just don't understand that. I mean, you've already failed. You won't pass the test. You've already failed. This one right here, make that make sense. Wow. You call 911 because they didn't turn your lights off for non-payment, and you scared of the dark. Wait a minute. You call 911 because your lights turned off for non-payment, and you scared of the dark. Talking about you just want somebody to come on in and keep you company till you go to sleep. You know what? Make that make sense. You in Wendy's drive-thru trying to fill out the job application. Let me tell you something. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get the job. Plus, you're holding up the line. Somebody's going to run into your car. Make that make sense. Oh, my gosh. This one right here. How you got a hair bump in the middle of your bald spot? I don't understand that. You gonna have an ingrown hair in your bald spot? I don't understand that. Make that make sense. Uh-oh. You trying to apply to get a home health care nurse and you homeless. That one right there don't make no sense to me. How you gonna get a home health care nurse and you ain't got no home for her to care for you in? Make that make sense, y'all. This one right here. You tried to get unemployment, and the last job on record you state was snatching purses in the park. Let me tell you something. First of all, you're going to jail. Okay. And second of all, I just don't think they count that as employment. You can't, unless you file taxes on it, you can't prove you actually had any income. Make that make sense. You at the animal shelter with a Michael Vick jersey on talking about you going to get you a puppy dog. You know what? Wow. Make that make sense. You at the soup kitchen complaining about the soup. Wait a minute. You at the soup kitchen complaining about the soup. Apparently, you didn't get the memo. If you at a soup kitchen, that's because you ain't got nothing else to eat. So don't be no food critic. How you going to be a food critic at a soup kitchen? I don't understand that. You just ought to be thankful you got something to eat. Again, make that make sense. It just don't make no sense to me. This next segment, my brother, this is dedicated to my brother Brad, because this is he said that he liked the segment, and so, and on to my brother Brad, you know, in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to Dallas, Texas. Dallas Cowboys lost. I'm loving it, just like McDonald's. Anyway, this segment is called A Play on Words. A play on words is just that. You know, it's a word that has a meaning, but it also has a suggestion. A play on word. It has a meaning, but also has a suggestion. Yeah, play on words. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. The word is hemorrhoids. Fire in the hole. Get it? Hemorrhoids. Fire in the hole. And there you go. You got it now. A play on words. Number two, bad breath. Bad breath. Don't talk, just listen. Get it? Bad breath. Don't talk, just listen. Your breath is bad. Don't say nothing, just all right, you're with me now. Come on, come on with me. Okay, number three, play on words. Nappy hair. Nappy hair. Ooh. Honey comb. Get it? That's it, y'all. That's it. Nappy hair. Honey comb. Honey comb your nappy hair. A play on words. Number four, big butt. Big butt. As I was saying, get it? They got a big butt. As I was saying, I'm not, you know what, that was PG-13. Anyway, number five, a play on words. Feet stink. Your feet stink. Yeah. Play on words. Agony of the feet. Your feet stink. It brings me agony. That's the agony of your stinky feet. A play on words. Number six, bad kids. Bad kids. Those are the words. Bad kids. It takes a village to beat them up. You figure that out yourself. Number seven, play on words. Somebody who steals. Somebody who steals. Ah, takes a hands-on approach. Somebody who steals. They use it in hand. They take a hands-on approach. Number eight, play on words. Somebody with buck teeth. Somebody with buck teeth. Oh, bitten off more than they can chew. They got them buck teeth. Them buck teeth, it allows them to bite off more than they can chew. Finally, a play on words. Too skinny. Too skinny. Too skinny. Oh, I got it. A thin line between starve and ache. Get it? Too skinny. A thin line between starve and, there you go. That's just a play on words. That's just a play on words. The next segment, thank you so much. Whose baby is that? And I love this segment because I'm telling you, I love the children. I really do. I love the children. I got a special heart out for the children. I care about the children. I honestly, there's no doubt in my mind, the children are our future. The children are our teacher. Unfortunately, there are some children who are making our future look not so bright. But it's not the children's fault. No, it's not the baby's fault. It ain't the fault of the babies. It's the parents. The parents are horrible. The parents are disgusting. The parents are unruly, uncouth. They're savages. They're stupid. They're pathetic. It ain't the baby's fault. It's the parents' fault. The reason why the kids is terrible is because the parents is horrible. Whose baby is that? Could be your baby. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a friend's baby. Could be a co-worker's baby. Stranger in the street baby. Someone you see at the local grocery store or at the bank or somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty. I really do. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they baby is just messed up. When a baby is doing something they ought not to be doing, saying something they ought not to be saying, acting out in the way they ought not to be acting out in, wearing something, looking like something they shouldn't be looking like. Y'all, it takes a village. It takes a village. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, that's because all of them are tied into one baby, and that's yours. and you're a horrible parent. If this is your child, you know what you need to do? You need to choke yourself till you pass out. You need to roller skate in rush hour traffic. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Whose baby is that? You know what? Boogie they nose so big, it looked like somebody put a cornflake in their nostril. Wow. That's bad. If the boogie in their nose is so big, it looked like the nostrils just blocked by a cornflake, that's bad. Why don't you go ahead, man, and take you a bobby pin or a safety pin and poke a hole in that doggone booger and crack it? Or better yet, why don't you just take your towel with some real hot water and just dab it on that booger and kind of melt it and then scoop that thing out with a ladle? Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number two, whose baby is that? Hair so nappy, you got to give them Benadryl or Coleman. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Breath so stinking, they bibs smell worse than they pamper. Whose baby is that? Kneecaps look like charcoal briskets. You know, yeah. Y'all done seen them babies out there, man. The kneecaps look like charcoal briskets that's really burnt. Whose baby is that? Milk mustache is spoiled. Whose baby is that? Belly button looks like a walnut. Whose baby is that? Eyes so cross when he cries, all the tears run down in a straight line, one right after the other. Whose baby is that? So bow-legged, his legs look like two boomerangs. Whose baby is that? Teeth so jacked up, he wearing dentures. Hold the heck up. Whose baby is that? Teeth so jacked up, he wearing dentures. What? Whose baby is that? So fat, 9 months old, wearing adult diapers. Whose baby is that? 2 years old, wearing a waist trainer. I don't understand it, y'all. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Dried up snot in their nose, look like they face cracking. Whose baby is that? Head so big, looks like their neck about to give out. Whose baby is that? 7 months old with chest hair. I don't understand that one. Whose baby is that? 1 year old and no more cuss words than regular words. Y'all know y'all didn't found a baby just like that. Whose baby is that? Roaches crawling out their pamper at daycare. Whose baby is that? They ain't afraid of mice. That's a problem. That's a problem. Whose baby is that? Ooh, hair on their head look just like burnt popcorn kernels. Whose baby is that? Hair so thin, look like cotton candy. Whose baby is that? Belch in your face and smile like their breath don't stay. And when you drop them, the parent get attitude. Whose baby is that? I'm telling y'all, whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? I'm upset about that one, y'all. Whose baby is that? The children are our future, y'all. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Parents, we got to do better. Finally, we come to the part of the show where we get to get a little Jesus in it, okay? You know, Jagged Edge had a song said, put a little oomph in it. Well, I like to call this segment or this portion of the show is when we put a little Jesus in it. For it is the church announcement. Now, I invite you to join us as we get our worship and praise on. We're always looking for new members, with good credit and money. And stable jobs. We're not looking for no broke people, okay? God can fix the broken. Yes, he can, but we will not allow broke people monetarily in the church. We can't afford it. We can't afford it, okay? Anyway, we invite you to join us as we get our praise and our glory, glory, hallelujah on, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel. I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number. But we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number. Yes, we're small in number. But we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body of the church. I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page, on one accord, that there's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary services or don't have access to the internet and can't watch us as we stream the city and the shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary services, may have been watching us as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because quite simply they had their mind and they focus on other things. Case in point. Let me tell you something. There was a rumor, a vicious rumor around, going around the church. I heard folks whispering that my wife's stockings was torn. Well, first of all, let me tell you something. You can say what you want. Okay? Yes. Yes, the first lady's stockings were torn. They was. They was torn. But she didn't get to church with them torn. No. When she came back to my office and we was meditating on one accord, that's how the stockings got torn. As a lot of you ladies out there wish that you could get your stockings torn. Okay? But you're not getting them torn by me. So the first lady ain't got no problem with that stockings being torn because she liked the way they was torn. Anyway. I digress. Announcer number one. Look here. Sister Rebecca Miller, please. I know you are one of our newest members, so you may not know how things go on around here and the different protocols, rules and regulations in the spiritual realm of this church. But Sister Rebecca Miller, let me tell you something. Don't bring Yola baby up front for me to pray for him no more with dried up snot on his lip because it looked like car wax. It was just disgusting. Nothing to Brother Ronald, don't let me catch you hugging my wife and then act like you don't want to let go. Hug my wife again and then act like you forgot how to quit hugging her. I'm going to lay these hands up on you. Okay? Next number three, Mother James, I'm asking you to please wear a belt or some kind of tie around your skirt because it fell down. And fell down and hit the floor. I darn near fainted. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement total of the building fund. As you know, the building fund holds a little bit of everything. It offers us intrigue, mystery, adventure, humor, horror, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, "Your guess is as good as mine." That's what's in the building fund, so your guess is as good. Okay. All righty then. Moving on. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Trey, like I always like to do. I'm a prayer style, so I ask you that all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind, then it really don't matter. I mean, seriously, really? Seriously? For real? Wow. Hold on. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for opening doors no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial, I object. Overruled. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Hey, man, you better take that over there. Put on your doggone mask and you get slapped into sleep. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you, even ourselves. May continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I can't wait. I'm already starting to miss you. I'm starting to cheer up right now. I'll see you next week with more nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat a little bite, put on a little bit of weight. You guys take care. Good night.